Good morning. My name is Larry Branch. My job is to watch Mickey's big hand, and when it points at the proper place, then I give a little bit of warning to the presenters. We do have a very excellent program for you this morning on physical activity and successful aging, which is the title of the session. And so if you're not here for physical activity and successful aging, leave your coffee, give it to your neighbor, and then go to where you need to be. Okay. We're just going to go through the papers one at a time. They in the order they're presented in the booklet and on the app, so that you will be able to keep track. Our first presentation is going to be made by Mariana Cohen, research scientist at the University of Washington in Seattle, and she is speaking on behalf of her colleagues, one of whom is here in the audience, Basia Belzra. Mariana, you have 15 minutes to make sure everyone understands your program on the characteristics of local YMCAs that are the early adopters of senior exercise programs.
Okay.
On your mark, get set, go.
Go. All right, here we go. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for being here. And thank you for saying good morning. That's always nice. All right, the official stuff. During the past 12 months, there were no personal, financial, or commercial relationships relevant to this presentation that existed. The study that I'm presenting today really had two objectives. First was to describe the site and participant characteristics of existing enhanced fitness programs affiliated with YMCAs. And the second objective was to model the participant outcomes at these program sites as a function of the site delivery type, to try and understand whether site type had a significant impact among the program outcomes for these participants. So the program itself, Enhanced Fitness, is an evidence-based, community-delivered group exercise program for older adults, and it helps maintain health and physical function for independent living. Enhanced Fitness was developed in partnership with Group Health Cooperative and the University of Washington Health Promotion Research Center, both based in Seattle, and the Health Promotion Research Center is one of the 37 CDC prevention research centers. Enhanced Fitness can meet the needs of participants at varying levels of function and ability by being able to perform these exercises seated, standing, with extra support as the participants need it. And you can see some of the variation in the pictures here. And part of the program that's included are these physical function tests. And these tests give the participants the chance to sort of figure out where they're at in their function and ability by measuring vital activities that may be negatively impacted by physical decline of age. So the reach of the program is really quite broad. Since its inception, Enhanced Fitness has reached over 20,000 older adults in 550 program sites in more than 30 states. And 101 of those sites were affiliated with YMCAs in 16 states. And you can see my little YMCA icons there to see sort of the spread of how that is across the country. Senior Services is a Seattle-based not-for-profit organization serving older adults, and they have been the disseminating and licensing organization of Enhanced Fitness in collaboration with the Health Promotion Research Center since 1999. In 2012, Senior Services entered into an expanded licensing agreement with YMCA of the USA, and the YMCA of the USA is the National Resource Office for YMCAs nationwide. And they're going to be disseminating Enhanced Fitness throughout the national network of YMCAs through this expanded licensing agreement. And in this study, we analyzed the existing program data for sites that were offering Enhanced Fitness affiliated with YMCAs prior to this national licensing agreement. The YMCA itself has over 2,700 branches nationwide, reaches more than 20 million people annually in 10,000 communities across the country. Their reach is broad and deep. And the YMCA operates brick-and-mortar facilities, but it also sponsors community programming in faith-based settings, in social service organizations, residential settings, and senior centers. And Enhanced Fitness is offered in all of these kinds of locations affiliated with the YMCA. Data for this study come from existing program records from senior services from 2005 and through 2011 and include participant demographic information, function test results. The sample included just over 2,300 participants at 101 YMCA-affiliated program sites. And the function tests included chair stand repetitions completed in 30 seconds, arm curl repetitions completed in 30 seconds, and the time to complete an 8-foot up and go test. And these are really commonly used and validated measures for assessing upper and lower body function and strength in older adults. To answer the question, did function test outcomes vary significantly between site types, accounting for some of these demographic and health variables, we constructed linear regression models. And separate models were run for each of the function tests at baseline, follow-up, and change over time. YMCA-affiliated site type was our primary predictor variable, with brick-and-mortar YMCAs serving as the reference group. Covariates are noted here, and we also employed robust standard errors to account for any clustering among participants at the site level. Participants were on average 72 years old, predominantly female and Caucasian. Nearly 1 in 3 reported arthritis or hypertension. 1 in 9 participants self-reported diabetes. And since the YMCA is operating in this variety of community settings outside of brick-and-mortar YMCAs, we did see variation in these demographics across different site types. Participants at YMCA sites were a little bit younger at 69 years, whereas participants at residential site settings were a little older at 76 years. Participants in faith-based settings were more likely to be African American, and participants at faith-based settings and at residential sites were more likely to have more total comorbid conditions and were more likely to self-report arthritis, hypertension, and diabetes. On average, for the group as a whole, participants improved their function tests between baseline and first follow-up, and that first follow-up generally occurs around 4 months into the program. So at baseline, participants were able to complete 16.5 arm curls, and at follow-up, they had improved that to 18.1. They started out at 12.1 chair stands in 30 seconds and improved that to 13.5 at their follow-up. And at baseline, they started the timed up-and-go test at 9.2 seconds, and this is the test where we want to see that number go down. They improved their time to 8.9 seconds by follow-up. Interestingly, the participants at residential sites had poorer baseline results and made less relative improvement compared to participants at other site types on chair stand and the timed up and go test. And these differences were statistically significant in our fully adjusted models. So you see from the table here that at baseline, the participants at residential sites completed 1.4 fewer chair stands than the reference group at YMCAs. And while they made improvement between baseline and follow-up, at follow-up, they were able to complete 1.9 fewer chair stands. And so while they did make improvement, their relative improvement compared to participants at other sites was not as great. And similar results were seen for the timed up-and-go test, where they were 2.5 seconds slower at the baseline measure, but they were 2.75 seconds slower at the follow-up measure on that test. And detailed tables of the test results and these models are available in the handouts for this session. So after controlling for the demographic and the health variables, this variation may be indicating lower overall function or poorer lower body extremity function among residential participants compared to participants at YMCAs. So what does this mean? Site and participant data is really a tool that can be used for program, site, and organizational planning for evidence-based programs like Enhanced Fitness. These findings underscore the need to tailor the classes for participants at residential site settings, really focusing on improving their lower body strength and function. Trained Enhanced Fitness instructors teaching with fidelity to the program protocol and sensitivity to these participant needs as they vary across different site types really lays a critical foundation for maximizing the participant experience. And combining this tailored approach with program fidelity really increases the likelihood of positive results for participants, that they're going to maintain and improve their physical function while participating in this program. This information really offers YMCAs that are offering the program the opportunity to better plan their programming for residential site settings in their communities to meet the participant needs, and it gives them some advanced planning as they go into this larger national dissemination of enhanced fitness. So as we look forward, the literature indicates that participant demographics, health, and physical function across different program delivery site types may have an effect on successful implementation and maintenance of these programs. And at the end of the day, we want evidence-based programs to be implemented and maintained in our communities. That's how they keep going, and that's how we get the best results out of them. So understanding these participant and site characteristics really gives us a foundation for planning and improving the chances that our implementation and maintenance of these programs is going to be successful. The YMCA of the USA brings critical capacity to a national scale-up effort of enhanced fitness, including experience with disseminating evidence-based programs. The YMCAs offer the unique ability to serve very broad communities in very diverse settings, which is really unique to the way they're structured. And YMCA of the USA offers centralized instructor training for enhanced fitness, which is really reinforcing that fidelity piece and preparing instructors to meet the needs of participants in these varied community settings where they are teaching. Enhanced fitness is also a covered benefit under two Medicare managed care plans in two states, and it's expanding currently to a broad array of Medicare Advantage plans. And Senior Services in Seattle continues to actively disseminate the program and engage with partners like YMCA of the USA. These are examples of partnerships linking programs to really expand the reach to diverse populations. Continuing to develop and leverage these nationally networked community-based relationships like that with the YMCA of the USA bolsters evidence-based programs to make an impact at the population level. And this national dissemination effort of enhanced fitness through the YMCA national network is a model for other programs, partnerships, and community settings. And that would include local and regional efforts to disseminate evidence-based programs. Thank you very much. And I would like to thank Susan Snyder and Megan Thompson, who are our partners at Senior Services in Seattle, for their assistance with their data. Laura Farin at the University of Washington Health Promotion Research Center for her research and administrative support, and my co-authors, two of whom are not here today, Basha Belza, who is in the audience and is also the principal investigator on the project, and Kate Homan, who I think is also in the audience, from YMCA of the USA.
And so we will call them.